Welcome to the StrongTeams.com podcast, where we help leaders build strong teams. Teams built on empathy, understanding, and trust, where every team member feels valued and contributes at the highest level possible.
Welcome to the StrongTeams.com podcast. My name is Steve Neesmith.
And I'm Rodney Cox.
And Rodney, we've got a special episode for folks today. We did this last year and it was very well received. We're going to do a year-end review episode. How's that sound to you?
Yeah, no, I think that's great. You know, well, there's so many interviews we do throughout the year. I mean, everybody deserves an excerpt and we do lots of those and everybody should be featured here on this end of year broadcast, but we only have so much time. So what we've tried to do is just really pick out the nuggets, and I'm excited to talk about a few of these nuggets that I think really, really rose to the top. We got a lot of reviews on and comments on. So
I agree. I have fun looking through the old episodes and always learn a lot. In fact, if I'm being really honest, I usually go back and watch our old episodes a couple of times after we publish them, just because I enjoy learning so much from our guests. So do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Yeah, I think let's just start with a few of our favorites. I mean, like Ben Mandrell, the clip off of episode 16, you know, I think was some of the best leadership advice, and we saw lots of trending around it. So let's show that clip, and then let's just ask some questions around it. What do you think?
Sounds good. Ben Mandrell, CEO and president of Lifeway. Let's watch it.
Here's the best lesson I ever learned about leadership. Here it is. I don't got much more than this. Culture is created by the positive behaviors we celebrate and the negative behaviors we tolerate. Everything that I do as a leader flows out of that statement. So every time I get a chance to catch someone in the act of doing something that we want repeated, we got to celebrate that.
Well, there you go, Rodney. Simple, straightforward leadership advice from the president and CEO of Lifeway in Nashville, Tennessee. I think it's something that everybody can take home just because it was easy to digest. Reinforcing the positive, not reinforcing the negative, and proactively leading in that direction.
Right. Or the consequences behind both, right? We can reinforce the positive behaviors, but then we can tear that right back down by, not dealing with the negative behaviors. And by not dealing with the negative behaviors, it's almost saying, well, it's okay to have those negative behaviors. Does that make sense?
Moving on to our next clip, it was with Trudy Cathy White. And if you don't know that name, Trudy is the only daughter of Chick-fil-A founder, Truett Cathy. We did an interview with her. She called in from her home there in the Atlanta, Georgia area. She had just released a book, Rodney, if you recall, on leaving a legacy, and had a lot of great insights for us, not only as professionals, but as family men as well, about leaving a legacy, not only to your organization, to your family. I know she got into, for example, the five values that her and her husband had adopted to sort of guide their lives. And I just thoroughly enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And if you remember right in that episode, there were many things that she said along the way that I actually just kind of like took me back. And I have grandchildren, obviously, and she was speaking a lot in the context of children and grandchildren. And man, I took away some just amazing nuggets, and I can't encourage our listeners enough. We're only going to share one excerpt, but if you've not listened to episode 22, Trudy Cathy White, I would just really, really encourage you to do that.
With that, Rodney, let's cut over to that clip with our guest, Trudy Cathy White.
We identified our five values. Our first is faith. Our Christian faith drives all of our, it's our filter for all of our decision-making process. Our family is a value that I've mentioned earlier. Integrity is an important value to John and myself. Generosity is our fourth value, and gratitude is the fifth. And those five values are what we have focused in on.
Well, as you can see, that clip just chock full of so much wisdom about family values. And there's so many other things that she spoke of along the way that, once again, I just can't encourage you enough to watch that episode. But I was intrigued by, you know, the importance of values, and then her humbleness to say to her kids, well, we've actually had these values that we have been, you know, indoctrinating you with, for lack of a better, living by inside of our family, but we've never documented them. And then for them to go back and document them and then be so concise, you know, to faith, family, integrity, generosity, and gratitude. I mean, what great anchor, Steve, huh?
Yeah, anchor is a great word, Rodney. Anchor in our personal lives on leaving a legacy, and anchor in our professional lives, especially if you aspire to leadership. You owe it to the folks that you lead to communicate the values that you lead by, so that they can act accordingly, and it develops a stronger team. Bottom line, so great words of wisdom from one of the great entrepreneurs in America, Trudy Cathy White. There, moving on to episode 24 from 2023, Rodney, we had the privilege to interview Tom Harper. And Tom is the chairman of NetWorld Media Group, which translated means he started biblicalleadership.com, a faith-based leadership site. And we really found a friend in Tom and somebody that we learned a lot from. And Tom talked a lot in the interview about just his struggle as a sort of a growing leader over the years, how he developed himself as a leader, the things he learned, the things he had to kind of learn on his own. And this clip, he described how Scripture got him through some of the tougher times when he was questioning himself as a young leader.
You know, before we jump to episode 24 with Tom, you know, shortly after we cut this this podcast, Tom tragically lost his wife. And, you know, so I'd really encourage our listeners before you know, they watch this clip and we, you know, unpack it, to, you know, just pause here and just, you know, take a moment to pray for Tom and his family. I couldn't imagine losing Elizabeth, Steve. I can't imagine you losing your bride. And I'm like, it just breaks my heart. And so let us pause and just pray for Tom and his family, and pray that, you know, God will meet him and his family right where they are.
Patient persistence pierces through indifference. Gentle speech breaks down rigid defenses. Another translation says gentle words can break a bone, basically. And so what it showed me is that even though my partners, who are a generation older than me and much more aggressive, Jack Welshian, if you will, who seem to be better leaders, even though they were built that way and they were in that old school sort of style, I realized that I could be nothing like them from a style and personality perspective and still be an effective leader.
So, Steve, I'm not sure I've ever seen James 1 so perfectly lived out by a leader before. I mean, just think about what he said. Like, if I could go back to those leaders, if they were sitting around the table, I'd thank them for the conflict and the discord that we had, because it produced something in me and for me that could not have been produced any other way. And I thought the words that he said about how leaders can affect change in many different ways, it just so reinforces our ethos of we can all lead, but we must lead from our strengths and be willing to staff to our limitations, bring people around us that don't have what we have. And when we lean into that, we have more. And I thought that excerpt just so well reinforced just our core principle and ethos and just the humility that he exhibited.
And what a relatable illustration, Rodney, that Tom gave us there about, you know, how he developed as a leader. Here he is, a seasoned leader. He doesn't have to go back into the vault and pull out all the good, the bad, and the ugly stories, but he did that for us and our listeners and really helped us see how he developed as a leader, how he leaned on Scripture to develop himself as a leader. Mm-hmm. So our prayers go out to Tom and his family. What a great time that was to have with Tom. Moving on to episode 27, we decided to tackle volunteer team leadership. And to help us do that, we had on our show as guests, Christina and Jim Angelakos. Now that's a daughter-father team based down in Central Florida in the Orlando area. And they gave us all kinds of great insights. You know, Rodney, if you recall, they're the founders of volunteeru.org, a resource for those developing and leading teams. And just real simply, we just asked them both to give us their best advice for pastors that were trying to build effective volunteer teams. And Christina really delivered.
Yeah, and they have a really big podcast following too. And their podcast is Leadership U, really, really strong following. So we would encourage you to go out if you've got a large group of volunteers, which most of our listeners do work through a lot of volunteers. You know, I would strongly encourage you to subscribe to their podcast and to get to know the Angelakos a lot better. They have so much to offer. So let's take a look at the clip, Steve, and we'll do a little feedback when we get back.
So for me, I think if there was one thing that I would tell leaders to focus on to build a strong volunteer team, it would just be relationships. So relationship building. We always say this at Volunteer U, but people may come for your vision, but they're going to stay because of the relationships there.
Right. Okay, Steve, people come because of your vision, but they stay because of the relationships. I don't know how that could be said any more clearly, and I couldn't agree with it more strongly. Vision's important. It tells us where we're going, but we can't get there without the relational capital. We have to have relationships. We have to have community. They talked about the power of building community and focusing on relationships. And I know for me, I couldn't agree stronger that I think the relationship trumps everything. Without relationships, we really don't have anything.
I agree. Also, there's a connection there to what we do at the strongteams.com podcast every single episode, which is emphasize the relational capital that you need to lead well. And Christina captured it beautifully there and gave you the secret sauce, folks, on how to develop and effectively maintain volunteer teams in your organization. So our last clip, Rodney, it comes from episode 32. It's with Mark Miller. And if folks out there don't remember the name Mark Miller was the VP of High Performance Leadership there at Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia. We had the opportunity to actually go to the headquarters there for Chick-fil-A in Atlanta.
Yeah, and we didn't do a lot of B-roll while we were there. You know, we didn't know where we could video and where we couldn't video and all that kind of good stuff. So, but we had a great time with Mark, and he talked about the leadership iceberg, and I think that's worth us taking a look at and debriefing a little bit. So let's take a look at that clip.
We had a picture of an iceberg.
Okay.
We said about 10% of leadership, the part above the waterline, represents the skills of a leader.
Okay.
And just like in an iceberg, there's about 90% below the waterline, mm-hmm. which represent the heart. Right. Of a leader. Okay. And we say, if your heart's not right, nobody cares about your skills.
Mm, interesting.
So 25 years ago, we made a strategic decision to focus on skills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody's listening and go, whoa, you just said that's only 10%. Yeah, but it's a critical 10%.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we made the decision way back then, we'll select based on heart, mm-hmm. and we'll train for skills.
Mm-hmm. That was recorded on the campus there in Chick-fil-A headquarters. And it was that moment that we learned about the iceberg leadership philosophy, the heart, the skills. I'll tell you, that's something that that I think all of us can in leadership can learn from is that iceberg leadership philosophy. How about you, Rodney?
Yeah, I thought, you know, what he said about if your heart is not right, you know, no one really cares about your skills. And we tend to say it this way, and our listeners have heard it over and over, but we'll say it again here, just in order to reinforce it, that we believe that the relational capital that the leader possesses is the most important capital that they can possess. Because we're going to make mistakes along the way. We're not perfect. And when we make those mistakes, it's the relational capital that's going to keep us together. It's the relational capital that's going to see us through our imperfections and see us through our disappointments. And so building strong relational capital is so important. And I think leaders that have a heart for the people in which they serve and the people in which they lead always will go further and be more productive and more fruitful than leaders that are just self-centered and interested in, they really don't have a sober eye towards themselves and kind of how their behaviors impact the other people in which they're leading.
Agree wholeheartedly, Rodney. And those are just, five clips from a great year of podcast guests. Rodney, we had guests that range from entrepreneurs, restaurateurs, to we had retired Army generals. We had a Navy SEAL. We had consultants. We had authors. We had preachers. We had it all. And I'm already looking forward to 2024. How about you?
Absolutely. And the two or three we've already put in the can for next year. So many nuggets for those and that are coming off those. Can't wait for our listeners to see our 2024 lineup. I'm with you, Steve. I want to express my gratitude for everyone that's listening today. Thank you for following the strongteams.com podcast. We're grateful for you. We hope that it's been transformational for you this year, that you've actually gained some nuggets and some wisdom out of the people that we've interviewed, and that your leadership and your life and your relationships look different than they did before you started listening to the Strong Teams podcast. And when I say look different, that they're stronger, that brings glory to God when we have strong, healthy relationships.
Amen, Rodney. Thoroughly enjoyed co-hosting this podcast with you, and I'll look forward to seeing you on the other side of the new year.
Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year. And until we meet again, God bless.